defensively, we have to do everything to get in front of them, slow down, control the pace of the game. And if we can do that, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be right there at the end.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit. As always, been a real treat watching your team go out and compete this year, and wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the rest of this season.
Thank you very much, Michael. I always appreciate the time.
That was head coach Brett Daniels of the Madison Lady Bulldogs. We'll take a quick break, get our thoughts with Megan Heckel when we come back here on the Merrill's Tire pregame show. But once again, you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Levo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
We welcome you back from the Mel's Tire pregame show. Michael Dieker joined by head coach of the Linden Lady Tigers, Megan Heckel. The Lady Tigers now 15-6 on the season, picked up some big victories over Levo and a nice victory last week or earlier this week against Waverly 51-35. Coach, what's been some things that's been going your way?
We have really been working hard on offense because a lot of teams have been running some different defenses against my girls, like triangle and two, some box and one. So in practice, we've made sure to work on those so the girls are prepared and ready for those. And really just, you know, preaching to them to have confidence and give effort and energy. And that has came through in the last couple games, which is pretty nice to see.
Well, Coach, you know, you're getting down to the last, you know, week of the regular season, you know, the sub-state's just right around the corner. Hopefully, you know, you guys have a chance to make it to state. But with the four seniors on your team, Lexi Toddy, Tristan Sowers, Jaden Segrist, Allie Neisler, what have they been to this team and for yourself over the last few years?
Tomorrow or today being senior night is pretty awesome with those girls because Jay and Allie have started since their sophomore year when I – well, actually, they both even started as freshmen. But since I've been here, you know, they've both been starters for me for the last 3 years. Tristan's played varsity sophomore, junior year, and then started this year. And then Lexi started her junior year and this year. And they've just done so much for the program. They show up every day and just – they work hard. They want to win, and they've – got that competitive spirit to them, which makes everybody around them, you know, want to win, and they don't like to lose. So in practice, it's the same way, you know, they go hard and they push each other, which sometimes it's hard getting girls to push each other and get better, but they do an excellent job of doing that. So it's pretty awesome to have those seniors and having girls that have played varsity for several years and not just, you know, one or two. So it makes a big difference, and all the improvement they've had over the last 3 years is just amazing.
You know, looking at your guys' record against the Lyon County League opponents, you guys are 4-1, and you know, outside of the Opie game here a few weeks ago where you guys just did not have shots fall, you guys have played exceptionally well matching up with the Lyon County League. But how do you guys feel you guys fare tonight in the contest with Madison?
You know, looking at scores, who they've played, who we've played, I feel like it'll be a very competitive game. I'm hoping we have that edge just because we've, you know, got the wins over other teams that maybe they haven't. But we haven't beat Madison in the years I've been coaching. We've lost the last two seasons to them. So I'm really hoping that tonight we pull that off. But I think it'll be pretty competitive and well-matched. So it'll be a fun game.
Given that Brett Daniels focuses on defense first and they're you've seen that in the scores the last few weeks with holding teams to around 20 to, I think before heading into the Chase County game, they were averaging 18 points a game defensively. But what are you guys looking to exploit their defense tonight to get the victory?
My girls do a really good job at attacking the basket and finishing through contact. We work on that in practice. Hopefully we can, you know, get some shots to fall on the outside, which then will pull them out and give us more of those open lanes. But I'm hoping just, you know, attacking and a lot of sometimes our points come off a transition with my girls, you know, with our presses or with just running the floor. So hopefully we can get some quick points doing those things as well, which helps before their defense actually gets set up.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck tonight. We appreciate the time today and throughout this season and wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of this season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Head Coach Megan Heckel of the Linden Lady Tigers. We'll wrap up the Mills Tire pregame show, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, be back with starters and tip-off next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mills Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mills Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Grant Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And by Shankey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. By Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison, and Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Good evening and welcome back to Linden High School and the Area High School Game of the Week. I'm Ken Hansen along with Michael Deeker, set to bring you another Flint Hills League, Lyon County League matchup as the Madison Lady Bulldogs take on the Linden Lady Tigers. Let's give you a rundown of the starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Madison, they'll go with Caitlin Luzzi, a senior, Sadie Albert, a senior, Camden White, senior, Molly Daniels, a freshman, and Jenna Thompson, a junior. Head coach is Brett Daniels, assisted by Macy Redeker. And for Linden, they'll go with Lexi Toddy, a senior, Tristan Sowers, a senior, Morgan Young, a junior, Jaden Sechrist, a senior, and Allie Neisler, a senior. Head coaches Megan Heckel, assisted by Frank Hart. Once again, that's brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. And what a good atmosphere here tonight here in Linden.
Yeah, it's always fun. We're right on top of the action. The band's right on top of the action. It's a unique gym, and it can get super loud in here.
Yes, and we'll get to know whatever Coach Daniels is calling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, right now we'll take a timeout. As we're getting ready to do the national anthem here, we'll take a timeout and be back with the game coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Rendition there, Michael, of the national anthem.
Not very often you have a solo on the trumpet for the national anthem, but man, she killed it. That was awesome.
Yes, yes, they did. And you can see there's high fives going over there in the band right now.
That's enough to make you get emotional.
Yes, yes. Like I said, high fives over there in the band. But Michael, what are some of your keys for tonight's game?
Well, you know, both of these coaches mentioned, you know, what they're trying to exploit here, both offensively. But I think if you're Madison, I think it starts with Sadie Albert. She's really been the driving force for them. Had a pretty good game on Tuesday night, and it really, you know, the first half of the season, it was pretty much Kaylin Luthy, just run isolation, see if she could get some stuff up.
Yeah.
The growth that Sadie Albert has seen here down the stretch has been a super impressive here. Now on the opposite side, Allen Eisler to ball.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
She's one of the best players that maybe ever put on a Linden Tiger uniform.
Yes.
For the ladies. But she has been very good. But it's those compliments. Toddy, Seagrass,
yeah.
Sowers. You know, what can they do on get that? And if they – Linden's deep. Linden has the depth. And I think they're going to look to run really fast tempo and try to wear down this Madison team.
That they do. Just going to be a good night of basketball here up in Linden. Both teams are getting ready for substate. Now, Madison already knows where they're going.
Yep.
Linden, you'll find out tomorrow.
Yep. Of course, 1A is the only division that has things settled, you know, 2A, they'll figure things out.
Uh-huh.
But I know Linden, they wrap up their regular season against Harrington on Tuesday.
Yep.
But a lot of good games in our area this evening. Ken, Opie, Little River, a lot of eyes on that one on both boys
uh-huh.
and girls. Gossel at Hartford Boys Only, Emerging Valley at St. Paul, Center at Chase County, Waverly at Mission Valley, Northern Heights at Central Heights. Another
yep.
boys-only game between Liberty Homeschool out of Yates Center
yes.
and Lebo.
Yep.
And then Burlingame at West Franklin. So.
Yep. And we've already got our first part of next week
yeah.
covered. I will be, Quinn Dolan and I will be in Waverly on Monday night for the Waverly Boys versus Meredithine Valley Boys at 6 o'clock on KVOE AM 1400. And, Michael, you'll be up in Clifton Clyde.
Yes. Yes, I will. So with Burlingame boys at Clifton Clyde, of course, Clifton Clyde coached by former Waverly Bulldog and Hartford Jaguar graduates and former Jaguar Lady Jaguar assistant Danen Kistner. So that'll be a fun matchup on Monday. And then we'll have the Burlingame girls, you and I, on Tuesday at Rural Vista. So we'll put some miles in the next few days.
Yes, we will. All right. Linden's going right to left across your radio dial in their home white with black tigers across the front with black numbers and orange stripes, while Madison in their road black with yellow Madison across their chest, yellow numbers and yellow and black stripes. Tip goes to Linden. Segrist with it out front. Man-to-man defense being put on by Madison. Segrist goes over to the right side, now gets in the paint, dishes it off, has the ball stolen. Here comes Madison. Molly Daniels with it, gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles over the left side, gives it off to Sadie Albert. Sadie drives the lane, shots up, no good. Rebound, put back. Nope, not quite. Now they get Caitlin Luthy. Right side, Jenna Thompson's jumper's up, no good. Rebound, this time to the Linden Lady Tigers. They get the ball down the court. Driving in was from the right side was Tristan Sowers. And she is fouled on her way to the basket. See if this foul's going to be on. Foul is going to be on Jenna Thompson, her first. At the free throw line shooting two will be Tristan Sowers.
Veteran officiating crew here, Ken, with Brian Bergkamp out of Wichita and Paula and Russ Cobb out of Topeka. So.
Yeah. First free throw is up and good. Second free throw is good. So Tristan Sowers gets the first 2 points of the night for Linden. Pressure being put on the backcourt by Linden. Madison's able to get him not quite across timeline, but now they do. Sadie Albert on the left side drives inside. She gets a shot off and good. Nice move by Sadie to get that basket, Michael.
Now that's a shot that, you know, with the confidence seems to fall. If you don't have the confidence, that seems like that one never seems to fall with that European pro.
Allie Neisler with it on the left side. Gives it up to Segrist. Segrist now spin move. Dishes it off underneath. Ball out of bounds off of Linden. Looked like Segrist kind of just rushed it there.
Yeah, a little bit. That's, you know, both those turnovers, she kind of put herself in bad position, really attacking the basket, and where the defense done a very good job of collapsing, and Segrist has put herself in a bad position.
Sadie Albert with it on the left side, has the ball knocked away. Allie Neisler with it. Neisler on the break. Takes it in, gives it off left side to Sowers. Sowers gives it back to Neisler. Neisler drives in the paint, dishes it off right side, back up to Segrist. Segrist. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebounded out to Sowers. She gets it up to Segrist. Segrist dishes it to Toddy. Left side it goes to Sowers. Long jumper. No good. Rebounded by Molly Daniels for Madison. Daniels gives it down the court to Thompson. Thompson drives baseline. Picks up her dribble. Gets it in underneath the Luthy. Luthy turns around. Shots up. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of Madison. I think Kaylin turned to shoot that shot and didn't realize where she was at.
Yeah. That was a hope and a prayer.
Yes, it was. Inbounds pass comes in to Sadie Albert. Albert gives it to the right side to Luthy. Luthy brings it back out up top. Goes a screen off the left side. Now dishes it to Sadie Albert. Albert gives it up top. Now is the ball stolen away by Neisler. Neisler on the break. Takes it to the glass. Layup good. Allie Neisler with her first 2 points. And it's a 4-2 lead for Linden. Madison with the basketball. They get it down to Sadie Albert. Albert picks up a dribble now, gives it back up top. Right side it goes to Daniels. Daniels in the right wing now. Bringing it back up. They get the ball off to Luthy. Luthy gets the ball left side over to White. White gets it down to Luthy. Luthy gets it inside to Thompson. Thompson shots up, no good. Rebound to Linden. There comes Linden on the break. They get the ball left side. Neisler. Neisler launches a three. No good. Rebounded to Daniels, and she's going to be fouled by foul on Lexi Toddy. Her first. first. Team foul of the quarter on Linden. Just under 5 minutes to go in the quarter. 4-2 lead. Three-pointers up, no good. Rebounded by Cincinnati Albert. Albert drives baseline. Now gets it back out of top. Ball stolen. Tristan Sowers comes up with it. Gives it off to Segrist. Segrist across the timeline. Gets it back up to Sowers. Sowers goes to the right side. DeYoung now. The Neisler for three. Shots up. No good. Rebounded to Madison. Here they come on the break. Ball gets the left side to Sadie Albert. Albert gets it back up. Now Luthy with it. Luthy goes off the screen. Gives the ball back up to Daniels. Daniels gets it to the right side to Camden White. Camden White loses control of the basketball but runs it down in backcourt, but it's going to be a backcourt violation. I think she called that it was tipped, but I'm not so sure that it didn't hit. Okay. So it'll be going over to, it'll stay with Madison.
Yeah, no.
14 seconds on
shot. I can see where Russ Cobb made that call. Looked like maybe Cam White regained possession before she went over. Sliding for that ball, but good for them to come and get overruled.
Yeah, no arguing from any side. Now ball inside, they're going to get a double team and tied up. And it will go over to Linden. It wasn't going to last long with, it's going to stay with Madison.
Linden, so 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Yep. Should put 3 seconds. Yep.
They're good. Yep.
I like it. Looks like they got a good system over here.
Yeah, even the backboard lights up when the buzzer sounds.
Yeah. And now the ball stolen away. Lexi Toddy with it. Left side. Gives it back up. Right side it goes to Segrist for three. No good. Rebounded by Jenna Thompson from Madison. She's going to be fouled by Lexi Toddy. Now be number two on Toddy.
Yeah, Linden kind of struggling from the field here early. 1 out of 6.
4-2, Linden with the lead, but Madison with the ball. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Luthy goes off the screen, now gives it over to Sadie Albert. Albert gives it over to Luthy. Luthy in the paint, dishes the right side to Daniels. Daniels gets the ball back to Sadie Albert. Albert to Camden White on the left side, gets the ball off to Daniels. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Right side, Albert. Albert drives baseline, gives the ball back up to Luthy. Inside to Thompson. Thompson's shot is up. No good. Rebound to Linden. 3 minutes to go. Neisler taking it to the baseline. Shot's up. Good. Allie Neisler with 4. And extends the lead to 6-2. 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. Linden with the lead, but Madison with the ball. Luthy gives the ball left side to Sadie Albert. Albert gives the ball left side to Luthy for 3. Good. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Allie Neisler with it now. Linden with the ball with the 1-point lead. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Neisler gives the ball right side. Now get down in the corner to Segrist. Segrist drives in, dishes it off to Neisler. Neisler drives baseline, gives it back out. Now a three-pointer is up and no good by Morgan Young. Rebound to Madison. Neither team shooting ball well right
Not
now.
Not the greatest. Madison, 2 out of 8. Linden, 2 out of 9.
Now Luthy gets inside, has the ball knocked away and stolen by Neisler. Neisler with it. Gives the ball on the left wing. Allie takes the three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Segrist. Segrist gets the ball out in the right corner. Now Toddy has it. Gets the ball down to Segrist. Segrist brings it back up. Now dishes the ball right side. Has the ball stolen by Jenna Thompson. It looks like the pace, though, is Madison's kind of huffing and puffing with this pace.
Yeah, they're trying to slow it down whenever they have the ball, as you can see in the last few possessions.
And we're going to get a foul called. Foul is going to be on Jaden Segrist, her first. Coming in with Bailey Benjamin in the game for Madison, and in the game for Linden, Kearley Moore. Now they get the ball in, left side. Get the ball back up. Now left side it goes. Luthy. Luthy to right side to Albert. Albert dribbles into the paint. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Segrist. Segrist on the break. Gets it back up to Neisler. Neisler dribbles in left side. Gets the ball off. Now right side it goes to Toddy. Toddy back up to Segrist. Segrist going to lose control of it. And traveled. I thought she might have traveled to start that.
Yeah, at the top of the key looked like she might have got away with one up there. But
also in the game is Braylon McNally. Braylon, a junior for Linden. They get the ball up top. Now Nassen has the ball 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Back to Luby. Luby right side to Daniels. Daniels gets the ball up. And we're going to get a traveling call on Sadie Albert. How many turnovers is that right now?
So that's seven for Madison, four for Linden. So Madison had 15 in the second half in that loss to Chase County on Tuesday. They were kind of their own kryptonite down the stretch.
Now Jalen Segrist has the ball left side. Gives it off to Moore. Moore is going to get a warning on Coach Brett Daniels. And now the Linden set the inbound the basketball. They get it in. They get the Neisler. Neisler gets the shot off and no good. And she is fouled. And she is just a mess to handle with in there, isn't she?
I'm still on the previous bench warning. I made eye contact with Brett. And he's got nothing but a smile on. The only thing he did. Now, granted, every official is a little bit different. All he did was just do the traveling sign. He didn't say nothing, just did the traveling sign, which I see that happen quite often anymore in our day. But I think Brett understood what was going on.
Yeah, that gets us through the first quarter. And after one, it is Linden 7, Madison 5. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Back here at Linden High School, Ken Hansen along with Michael Deeker. Linden will have the ball to start off the second quarter, leading 7-5. And Michael, both these teams, their offenses are just kind of struggling right now.
Yeah, they're just trying to find their way. But, you know, I think as this game progresses, I think it favors Linden. Moving forward, but they're doing a great job of containing Neisler thus far.
Neisler has the ball, gets the ball left side to Toddy. Toddy gets it back up. Moore has the ball stolen away. And here comes Madison with it. Daniels gets it up to Luthy. Luthy gets the ball off to Camden White. Camden White over to Luthy. Luthy turns around, gets the ball back up to Daniels. Daniels dribbles over to the right side, gives it off to Bailey Benjamin, and she's going to dribble over to the left side. She's going to be fouled. I think they're going to get that on Kearley Moore. And that'll be, no, excuse me, they're going to get that on Braylon McNally. That'll be her first. And mouse pass comes in. Sadie Albert has it. Gives it off to Caitlin Luthy. Luthy gets the ball right side. Now they get it right wing to Camden White. White picks up her dribble, gives it up to Benjamin. Benjamin goes off the screen, tries to get it in, forces it in. Ball stolen away by Tristan Sowers. Sowers takes it to the right wing, picks up a dribble. Now they go left side to Neisler. And Neisler gets the ball up top of the key. Gets the ball now left side to Lexi Toddy. Toddy back up to Neisler. Right side to Segrist. Segrist back up. Left side to... Now back up. Right side it goes. Now they get it inside to Neisler. Neisler kicks it back out to Sowers. Sowers gives it off to Toddy for three. And shots up no good. Rebound to Madison. Here they come with the basketball. Getting it across the timeline. And now Bailey Benjamin. Bailey Benjamin's going to get called for traveling. Jenna Thompson checking back in the game for Madison. Replacing Benjamin.
Kid, I think, you know, we failed to mention this so far, but the Wolf Bowl.
The what?
The Wolf Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas,
yes.
the super at Madison.
Uh-huh.
Kim, his wife, the super at Linden.
Yes.
So, Linden had the first laugh back in the football side of things for the first matchup between these two programs.
Yep.
The two towns.
Foul on Sadie Albert, her first. Yeah, it is the Wolf Bowl. No talking trash between the superintendents.
I do not see them sitting together.
And jumpers up and no good by Neisler. Rebound to Madison. They get the ball across the timeline. Luthy with it on the right side. Runs off the screen. And it's going to be an illegal screen by Jenna Thompson. That'll be foul number two on Jenna. And the second team foul of the...
Madison hasn't even attempted a shot this quarter. They've had three turnovers.
Oh.
Four turnovers now.
That is not good. Ball goes to the left side to McNally. Now they get a right side to Sowers. Sowers gets it back up. Now left side to Neisler. Neisler gives it back up to Toddy. Right side to Segrist. Segrist inside to Neisler. Neisler now spin move. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Linden. And it's not like Linden's lighting it up.
They're not able to capitalize. Linden now 2 out of 14 from the field. 3 out of 4 from the foul line, though.
Might want to ask Joe if they could take the lid off these baskets.
Maybe it's us.
Yes, yes.
Maybe it's us.
A ball almost turned over there by Linden. It's out of bounds off of Madison. They'll be inbounding it to the right of the Linden basket. Toddy on the inbounds pass. Gets it in. Gets the ball right side to Segrist. Segrist gets inside. Dishes it off to Neisler. Neisler, three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound comes out to Madison. Madison gets it across the timeline. Caitlin Luthy with it. Gets the ball back up. Sadie Albert with it. Albert gets it inside. The Darborough shot's up good. The first 2 points of the second quarter go to Riley Darborough. And that foul's going to be on Linden. That's going to be number two on Braylon McNally. So at the free throw line, it's Riley Darborough. Chance to give Madison the lead. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Lexi Toddy. Toddy gets it across the timeline. Toddy with it. Up top goes the right side to Segrist. Segrist gets in the paint, takes it to the glass, layup, good. Jalen Segris with her first two of the night. It gives Linden back a 9-7 lead, 4:25 to go in the first half. Ball goes to the left side to Daniels. Daniels gives the ball off to Luthy. Luthy dribbles to the baseline. And he gets it back up. Now it gets Molly Daniels with it. Loose ball. We're going to get a tie-up, and we're going to get a tie-up, and it will stay with Madison. Bailey Benjamin checking back in the game for Madison. Replacing Molly Daniels. Molly's coming on across, grabbing her shoulder. And bounce pass comes to Luthy. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Luthy gets the shot off, and it's no good. Now it'll be a turn. Well, they're going to put 1 second back on the clock.
Get some shoot here.
Yeah, I thought the ball hit the out of bounds before the...
Yeah.
Again, no argument from the Linden side. Inbounds pass to Luthy. Shot is up off the glass and good. Took advantage of the situation. Caitlin Luthy now with 5, and we're tied at 9. Allie Neisler drives in. Shot's up no good, and she's fouled. And it's going to be on Luthy. That's her first. And the third team foul on Madison. Allie Neisler at the free throw line. Free throw's up and good. Neisler now with 6 points. She's 2 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw is on the way up, and it is no good. Rebounded and pulled down by Madison. Left side it goes. Now Luthy dribbles over the right side and gets called for traveling.
Mind you guys, Madison Lions Club, pancake feed tomorrow morning, 7 to 11.
All right.
Souter Center, go help the Lions Club organization. It's good. Good. Been going there for the last few years.
They do
a great job. We'll be there.
Ball goes over to the other side. Now, Segris' shot is blocked. Rebound to Madison. Here they come. Madison gets across the timeline. This ball over on the right side. Now they get Bailey Benjamin. Dribbles to the right. Now Camden White for 3. No good. Rebounded by Linden. Here comes Neisler with it. Neisler takes it in. Free throw line. Jumper good. Allie Neisler now with 8. And the lead's back up to 3. 12-9. Linden with the lead. 2:45 to go. Madison though with the basketball. They get the ball into Darbrough. Darbrough can't hang on to the pass. Here comes Linden with it on the break, and they can't throw it too well. Out of bounds to Madison.
Points continue to be a premium.
But turnovers not.
Yeah, well, I mean, Madison's up to 12. So.
It's not good when you've got more turnovers than points.
Nope.
Sadie Albert drives in left side. Shots up no good, and she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Morgan Young, her first. Third team foul of the quarter on Linden. Free throw is up, and it is good. Sadie Albert now with 4. With 3. Free throw's up. Now she's got 4.
You manifested that one.
Yeah.
Again. Perfect trip at the line.
I was predicting it.
Nostradamus.
Cuts the lead to 12 to 11. Allie Neisler with it. Gets it on the left side now. Driving in to Sowers. Sowers dishes it off to Young. Nice play that time. Morgan Young with her first 2. And that was a well-executed play that time by the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, it's back-to-back possessions where they've really attacked down hard.
Now ball stolen away. Here comes Allie Neisler on the break. Gives it off to Segris. Segris back to Neisler. And now they're going to get a timeout call because Lexi Toddy is down in backcourt. I think it looked to me, Michael, like she may have rolled her ankle.
Yeah, a little bit. She's going to get help to the floor. But, yeah, it's certainly that ankle is bothering her. She's going to try to walk off, but certainly not under her own power. But that is a lot of concern.
Yes.
If you're the Linden Tigers or both sides, because Toddy is a pretty big contributor.
Yeah, she is. And I liked how the referees will let them play it through it, but once it came out.
Well, Linden had the ball. Of course, you know, you're not trying to take a transition bucket away, and they weren't able to finish it. But at the same time, like, that's the correct play there for the Stripes.
Yes. And Segrist takes it left side, dishes it underneath, and ball stolen away. Well, it wasn't going to be stolen away, but it went out of bounds off of Camden White. That time, I think Segrist would have been better off just shooting the ball. It's like they're trying to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
1:40 to go here in the first half. Ball goes left side to Allie Neisler. Neisler gets in the paint. Shot is up and no good. Rebound by McNally. Back out. Three-pointers up, no good. Rebound this time goes out of bounds to Madison. That time Linden got some good looks, but unable to get the basketball to fall. Now driving in, we're going to get a foul out front. It's going to be on Camden White.
Yeah, she's just out of control running through there and just a huge collision.
Yeah, and Jaden is like, I wasn't even trying to stop her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like a little frustration maybe coming through. 1:15 to go here in the quarter. Linden with 3-point lead in the ball. They get the ball right side. Now back up. Allie Neisler dribbles left side. Shots up. Going to be good, but she's going to travel. And she's starting to show some frustration.
Yeah.
Like things aren't. This is senior night, too, for them. Lulee gets ball right side. Gets it into Darborough. Darborough kicks it back out. 3-pointers up and no good by Bailey Benjamin. But here, rebound to Matt. To Linden. Neisler gets it in the paint. Has the ball knocked from behind. It's going to be out of bounds off of the Linden Lady Tigers. Seconds to go here in the first half. Ball up top. Lulee dribbles the right side. Gets the ball back up. To Benjamin. Benjamin to Lulee. Lulee gets it inside. Has the ball knocked away in the hands of Daniels. Daniels gets it underneath to Sadie Albert. Shots up no good, but she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Morgan Young, her second. The free throw line will be Sadie Albert. Albert's free throw is up and no good. Back in the game for Linden is Kearley Moore. Free throw is up by Albert. Is up, no good. Rebounded to Linden. They get the ball to Neisler. Neisler's going to be fouled in backcourt again by Camden White. That is her third. And now we're shooting two free throws. Camden can't. It's one of those, can't go quite to the bench yet.
Yep.
But go over by it. Free throw is up and good by Neisler. Jenna Thompson back in the game. 9 seconds to go here in the first half. Neisler's second free throw is up, and it is good. Kayla Lulee gets it across the timeline. Lulee dribbles to the left side. Now gets inside. Shots up. No good, but she's fouled. That play looked kind of familiar, Michael.
Yeah.
I think they tried to run it the other night. I think they tried to run it against at the Lyon County League Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Free throw is up, and it is no good.
Madison now 2 out of 6 from the foul line. Linden 6 out of 8. There's your difference.
Yep. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebounded to Linden, and that's going to do it for the first half. And at the end of the first half, it is Linden 16, Madison 11. We'll be back with the Longmine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longmine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongmineAuto.com.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. By Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison, and Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Welcome to the Longmine on the Plaza halftime show, and at the half it is Linden 16, Madison 11. Let's give you a rundown of the stats brought to you by Geo Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And for Madison, Caitlin Luthi has 5 points. Sadie Albert, 4, and Riley Darborough has 2 for Linden. 2 points each from Jaden Segris, Morgan Young, and Tristan Sowers, and 10 points from Allie Neisler. Michael, how did the team stats look?
Yeah, Linden 5 out of 14 from inside, 0 for 8 from long distance, 6 out of 8 from the foul line. Both teams, 12 rebounds. Linden with 8 turnovers to Madison's 13. Madison 2 out of 7 from the foul line. 1 out of 4 from long range and 3 out of 12 inside.
Yeah, the stats really kind of tell it. It hasn't been a pretty first half.
No, on either side.
Yeah.
Either side.
Yeah, and you could see, we could see frustration going by almost everybody out there. Because Allie Neisler was getting frustrated because she wasn't getting things to go. We definitely saw Camden White for Madison get real frustrated. The defensive have been playing well, but they're just, everybody just kind of needs to take a chill pill, don't they?
Yeah, take a breath. Hey, this is like the 22nd, 23rd game. Like, hey, go out and play. Play your game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the coaches don't want to find new weaknesses this time of year to get ready for sub-state. And so it's, yeah, it's just one of those things that both teams look frustrated. What do you think Coach Heckel's telling her kids?
Well, I think obviously there's concern with Lexi Toddy, with her going down at the end of the first half. Be curious to see, you know, if she is available moving forward. But, you know, obviously you got to have the dribble drive by Jaden Segrist as well as Allie Neisler. It seems like whenever they've been able to attack and go to the opposite side, when Madison's kind of got lackadaisical on that backdoor help, it's worked pretty good. They're like, that's three out of their five baskets have come on that very play. So I'm thinking they're going to try to attack that. If you're Madison, they kind of get stagnant, and they don't move all the best on offense. And I think Brett Daniels had showed some frustration with his team in the first half, and he's probably stressing to his girls, like, hey, you have to move away from the ball. It can't just be like, hey, they're going to play man, and they're going to keep on going right here as we got a ball coming in to our table. But fortunately, it's down low and not up high, and the equipment is okay.
Octavian and Braden were trying to help save us there.
Yes.
And I also think it's carryover from the other night for Madison.
I think so, too.
Just they're just very frustrated right now. So what do you think will be the key for them this second half?
For Madison, obviously they're going to have to hit some foul shots. They did a great job of getting to the line.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath, knock it down. But Luthi and Albert have to attack the basket. Do not settle. And, you know, you've seen them trying to slow it down. They've had multiple possessions where it's been the closing moments of the shot clock.
I want to remind everybody, did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KVOE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvoe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team with this week. Send us a photo and then listen Monday mornings on the 7:50 a.m. sportscast on 1400 a.m., 96.9 FM KVOE and Country 101.7. And on KVOE's Monday morning quarterback beginning at 11:06. To hear that week's Athlete of the Week, seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVOE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship at the end of the school year. Nominate your athlete today at kvoe.com/athlete. That's kvoe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Go to mtnetworks.com for more information. And that'll do it for the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show. And at the half, it is Linden 16, Madison 11, back after this timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities, and by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference.
Linden will have the ball starting off the second half, going left to right across your radio dial with their original starting lineup of Lexi Cotty, Tristan Sowers, Morgan Young, Jaden Segrist, and Allie Neisler, while Madison will have their original starting lineup of Caitlin Luthy, Sadie Albert, Kim Ben White, Molly Daniels, and Jenna Thompson. Ball goes left side to Neisler. Man-to-man defense being put on by Madison. Neisler's three-pointers up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Camden White. She gives it off to Caitlin Luthy for Madison.
Look who's out there, Lexi Totti.
Yeah, got that ankle taped.
Yeah.
And we all know that sprained ankles, when they first hit, are the worst.
Yep.
And now ball stolen by Linden. Allie Neisler with it, takes it to the baseline, brings it back out. Jumper from the right sideline is up, no good. Rebounded by Madison. Oh, I was actually wrong. Molly Daniels is not in the lineup. It's Bailey Benjamin. Molly went out with a shoulder problem.
Yep.
Bailey Benjamin gives the ball right side to Sadie Albert. Albert picks up her dribble, now gives it to Camden White.
Camden, see her on the bench, Ken.
Now they get the ball inside. Sadie Albert's going to be fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line. That foul is on Tristan Sowers, her first. At the free throw line. Free throw is up and good. I think the way she reacted when she got hurt is that she knew what this has happened before.
Yep.
Albert's second free throw is up and good. Oh, she's on the end of the bench with an ice pack on her shoulder. So cuts the lead to 16-13. Ball goes to the left side to Neisler. Neisler gives the ball back out to Totti. Totti goes to the right side, gets it over. Three-pointers up, a long two by Tristan Sowers. She's now got four and sends the lead back up to five at 18-13. Ball goes to the left side. We're going to get traveling on Caitlin Luthy. Segrist gets the ball inbound to Neisler, now for Linden. Neisler gets it across the timeline, gives the ball to the right side. To Sowers. Sowers down in the corner to Segrist. Back up top it goes now. They get it to Totti. Totti gives the ball off to Segrist. Segrist gives it to Neisler. Neisler gets the ball in. Shots up, no good. Rebounded to... We're going to get a foul on Linden on the rebound. They're going to get it on Morgan Young. That will be her third. Quickly in the game for Linden is Braylon McNally. And I wonder if this isn't also precautionary if you're Linden, if you're Madison, knowing that more important game is probably Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Big game with Fairfield.
Turnover by Jenna Thompson. Segrist gets it across the timeline. Gets ball back up to Neisler. Neisler gets ball left side. Now back up top it goes to Sowers. Sowers left side to Totti. Totti now picks up a dribble, gives it to Neisler. Neisler dribbles in. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Madison. Here comes the Lady Bulldogs. They get the ball down to Sadie Albert. Albert drives in, shots up, no good, and she's fouled. And Sadie will be going to the free throw line again.
We just had a technical against Linden.
Oh. Foul. Technical foul on Jaden Segrist. Foul. The first foul was on Allie Neisler. So Sadie Albert going to the free throw line.
I didn't see it, but
free throw is up and no good. Sadie struggling from the line tonight. She's now 4 of 7 at the free throw line.
Well, that's the third on Segris with that technical.
Ooh. Second free throw is up and good. And now who are they going to have shoot their technicals? It's going
Sadie
to be
again.
Sadie has all three of Masson's points here in the third quarter. First free throw's up and good.
This could be a huge momentum swing that could really favor Madison.
Second free throw is up and no good. So if I'm looking at the boys' game, if I'm the coaches, I'm like paying attention that there's not much stuff being allowed.
No. We saw that the first half when Daniels got that very quick bench warning.
Uh-huh.
You got to have to adjust.
Yep. Jenna Thompson with it.
Madison's in the bonus with 5 minutes to play.
Wow. Foul is going to be on Lexi Tani, and I think that's her third. So some foul troubles now for the Lady Tigers. Free throw line is Jenna Thompson's up and no good.
And now Megan Heckel's got a bench warning.
Uh-huh. They are now 4 out of 7 at the free throw line. Make that 5 out of 8. Jenna gets her first point of the night. Cuts the lead to 18-16. So if you're Linden, you're going not much damage done.
Yep, still got the lead.
Yep. All right, get the ball back up top. Three-pointer is up and no good by Neisler. Rebound put back up and no good.
I think Neisler's like, what do I have to do to get one to fall? They're now 0 for 10 from long distance.
That's
oh, it's not a shooting foul. I thought it was. Whoa.
No, I think they're going to get Albert on the rebound. Albert, second. Steal on the inbounds pass. Here's Jenna Thompson. She stops, gets the ball back up top.